Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, September 20th, 2022. I'm Jen Cutter. TikTok Now, the Be Real clone, is now available as a standalone app outside of the U.S. TikTok Now sends a random notification each day to take a photo or 10-second video using front and back cameras within 3 minutes. TechCrunch reports TikTok declined to clarify its strategy over making TikTok Now a feature in the U.S., but a standalone app elsewhere, only that the company is experimenting. After testing with a small group of users, all Twitter users will be able to turn on alt text reminders later this week. The feature, first announced in July, is opt-in. Users will receive a ping when an image is added without alt text before posting, so they can go back and add the description. Gmail will start a pilot program to exempt political campaign emails from spam filters, following approval from the U.S. Federal Election Commission in August. Google spokesperson Jose Castaneda told Axios, "We expect to begin the pilot with a small number of campaigns from both parties and will test whether these changes improve the user experience," adding, "During the pilot, users will be in control through a more prominent unsubscribe button." OpenAI is allowing AI art generator DALL-E to now edit images with human faces, which were previously banned due to fears of misuse. OpenAI said the change follows improvements to the filters to remove images containing sexual, political, and violent content. Face images can be edited to change hair or clothing and permit other variations. In a letter to users, DALL-E said the company is also minimizing the potential harm from deepfakes. The U.S. Pentagon ordered an audit of how it conducts clandestine information warfare after social media companies removed fake accounts suspected of being run by the U.S. military in violation of terms of service. Last week, the Undersecretary of Defense for Policy, Colin Kall, ordered the audit with results due next month. Twitter and Facebook removed more than 150 fake personas and media sites, as disclosed last month by internet researchers Graphica and the Stanford Internet Observatory. On Monday, Ford Motor Company announced it's working on an app to warn drivers of pedestrians and cyclists. Ford is working on the smartphone app with Comsignia, PSS, Ohio State University, T-Mobile, and Tome Software. Vehicles with Ford's Sync infotainment system would be able to see app users through Bluetooth low energy as beacons, which are then communicated to the driver if it senses potential for a crash. Bloomberg reports Apple is working on a software update next week for the iPhone 14 Pro and Pro Max to correct a bug making the rear camera physically shake when used with certain apps. Users complained the camera shaking bug impacted apps like Snapchat, TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook. On Monday, Snap, makers of Snapchat, said it was working directly with Apple on the issue. Team messaging tool Slack is announcing a new Canvas feature on Tuesday, September 20th at Dreamforce in San Francisco. Canvas is where teams can curate, organize, and share mission-critical resources and possibly use it to replace Google Docs and Wikis, though the feature will not be live until next year. Slack is also rolling out the improved huddles feature, promised back in June, which supports video while allowing more than one person to share their screen at a time. All links, files, and notes in a huddle will automatically be saved in a thread. Slack's improved huddle feature is available now to a select group, with wider availability to follow in the weeks ahead. Elon Musk announced on Twitter that the satellite broadband service Starlink is now active on all continents now that Asia, Africa, and the McMurdo Station in Antarctica are hooked in. Over 3,000 Starlink satellites are currently in orbit, with 1,000 more to come under the current license from the U.S. Federal Communications Commission. In June, Musk said on Twitter Starlink has near 500,000 subscriptions. Apple will increase App Store prices across Europe and some Asian markets beginning October 5th, affecting both regular apps and in-app purchases. In Japan, there will be a more than 30% hike, while countries using the euro will see a 20% hike. Other countries affected include Sweden, Chile, Egypt, Malaysia, Pakistan, Vietnam, and South Korea. The Document Foundation, maintainers of the open-source LibreOffice, a fork from OpenOffice, will begin charging €8.99 for the version available in Apple's Mac App Store. In a press release on Monday, the company said the convenience fee will be invested to support development of the LibreOffice project. Free downloads of LibreOffice for macOS will remain available from the foundation's website. And video game company EA announced a new kernel-level EA anti-cheat tool. In a blog post, EA Senior Director of Game Security and Anti-Cheat, Elise Murphy, said the new tools will roll out with the PC version of FIFA 23 this month and will be added later to all multiplayer games, including ones with ranked online leaderboards. Murphy said the EEAC is designed to be lightweight as possible and have negligible impact on gameplay. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.